you're distracted for just 2 seconds at 50 kilometres an hour, you'll travel 27 metres blind.
The rather confronting close to a road safety commercial from Victoria's Traffic Transport, rather, Accident Commission. Now, along with similar campaigns around the country, those ads have contributed to, well, significant reductions in the road toll over the last 25 years. That trend, it continued. In 2014, national road deaths fell to their lowest since 1945, 1,155 fatalities. Still an extraordinarily large number recorded across the country. And yet, a recent report commissioned by the OECD's Joint Transport Research Group has found Australia to be relatively unsuccessful in reducing its road toll for the period 2000 to 2012. Spain, Denmark, Portugal, they were the report's top performers, cutting road fatalities by upwards of 65%. Australia achieved 28% reduction in the same period, and that left this country ranked 29th in the world, just above Nigeria. Joining us to discuss those figures, Maxwell Cameron. He's adjunct professor at Monash University's Accident Research Centre. Maxwell, welcome.
Good morning.
Australia's global standing, is this report an accurate reflection?
Well, what this report about is changes in death rates over that last decade. And you've got to remember that any country that starts from a relatively low base has more of a challenge to reduce its death rate in percentage terms. And in fact, the two of the countries you mentioned, Portugal and Spain, did have very bad road accident situations. So their improvement's not surprising. Denmark's a bit of a surprise. It's always been a good performer, but I notice in the same analysis that it's now joined a group of six or seven nations that are considered sort of world's best practice.
Now, that issue of world's best practice is interesting. I mean, as you point out, we've done a lot of the heavy lifting earlier than some places, but are there strategies being used in other countries that would be useful to this country in further reducing our road toll?
Well, the Scandinavian countries, Norway, Sweden and Denmark, they've been fairly advanced thinkers in road safety terms, but one unique characteristic that they've all done is to reduce rural speed limits. And we've shown in our own analysis that would be a particularly useful thing to do, especially on our standard rural two-lane undivided roads, where current speed limits of 100 kilometres per hour for all roads of that type really aren't tenable. Well, we really should be reducing those speed limits.
What's the resistance to that in this country?
Well, there is a sort of a long-term familiarity with that 100K limit. It's almost sort of written in stone. But it tends to revolve around the idea that travel time is important to us. Getting from A to B in the minimum time is important to us. But I think the road safety community is now challenging that assumption. And even if you do the analysis on rational terms, valuing the travel time savings, especially for commercial travel, you find that the road safety benefits far outweigh the travel time savings in terms of dollars returned.
Can you quantify that for us? I mean, let's say we gave up on the 100Ks on undivided rural roads, for example, and cut that back. What would that mean in lives and dollars?
Well, we've done an analysis for Victoria, and what we found is that if the speed limits on those rural roads were to come down to 90, but leave the speed limits at 100 or 110 on the freeway standard and divided roads, I should also add reducing the speed limit even for trucks on those roads, it would represent a substantial reduction in total road trauma and its costs, something over 30%.
Now, we focus, Professor Cameron, on deaths when we speak of the road toll, but that's, of course, the tip of the iceberg.
It is indeed. It's the politically attractive figure. It also depends on the abilities of governments to be able to report on road trauma rapidly, and road deaths are consistently reported and rapidly in all states, whereas the serious injuries, especially those going to hospital, It takes some while for that information to feed through the system and doesn't satisfy the need for sort of short-term monitoring of road safety progress.
And we've been making comparisons here between Australia and countries overseas, but internally, the state-by-state breakdown in this country is interesting.
Yes, it's quite amazing how we differ between our states. The states of Tasmania and Western Australia are looking particularly bad in terms of road deaths per 100,000 population. That's not too surprising. Both states have resisted attempts to rationalise their speed limits, especially in rural areas, and they could do a lot more in terms of effective speed enforcement. I think the other states are really now starting to see the benefits of a much more non-apologetic approach to enforcing speed limits that Victoria has been enjoying for many years.
It's surprising, perhaps, that there's not a coordinated national approach to these things.
Yes, Australia is still a country of six colonies with independent parliaments and independent police forces. While they all talk to each other, they also have to persuade their elected representatives to do the more dramatic things. And in the area of speed limit reductions or even funding for effective speed enforcement, the states don't always agree. It's quite amazing how we differ from state to state.
And just finally, in closing, if there was one thing, Max or Cameron, that could be done, I'm guessing you would say reductions in speed limit is the key.
It's the one thing we know that would be very effective and is certainly called for on all sorts of rational grounds on those rural roads that constitute the vast bulk of our road system and carry about 70% of traffic and even more percentage of the deaths.
Maxwell Cameron, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Maxwell Cameron, adjunct professor at Monash University's Accident Research Centre, and there an OECD report finding Australia's rate of reduction of its road toll is falling behind some other significant countries. But there we were in the last year, 2014, 1,155 lives lost on roads around the country.